WASD report coming out this morning that didn't show a lot of change. We're going to dive into that. You're listening to the American Ag Network, and good afternoon. I'm Susan Littlefield. Joining us, Mike Zuzulo. Mike is with Global Commodity Analytics. So let's break down, Mike, what you're seeing in these WASD numbers.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot to be said about what USDA didn't do for the export demand side of the equation, Susan, when it comes to where we're at with corn versus beans. They changed literally no numbers whatsoever when it came to exports or ending stocks in corn, beans, or wheat domestically. So we're sitting where we were last month. And speaking of last week, we're in a situation where, as we saw the weekly export inspections come through on Monday, up until last week, we've got a situation where the soybean exports year to date on physical inspections are sitting down 42%. USDA has us down 20% for the marketing year. Flip the coin over, and we've got corn that USDA has us up 15.5% for the marketing year. Our actual corn exports now are up over 41%. So I was disappointed that USDA didn't bump up our corn exports and bump down the soybean exports on the 25-26 numbers domestically. That was point number one. Point number two would be USDA found a lot of old crop corn in the world numbers. We saw the beginning stocks for 25-26 jump 1.5 million metric tons. That was almost completely on the idea that feed was reduced for 24-25 by 1.5 million tons. And then USDA came in and threw about 1.7 million extra tons of corn into Ukraine's production number, and we saw that production go up about the same. So net-net, we saw over a 3 million metric ton swing when it came to the 25-26 numbers, and therefore the ending stocks went from 289 to 292.75. And to me, again, that's kind of numbers that I don't know if they really matter at this point because that marketing year is over, but it didn't look good on the supply-demand fundamentals. Fortunately, we did not have to deal with a lot of that today, mainly because, you know, all eyes continue to be on the outside markets.
So speaking of those outside markets, dollars down, silver and gold recuperating. What do you see the tie back when you look at this to ag?
Yeah, and this is in the context of, number one, we're talking about a supply shock. And so that's what you look at when you're an analyst in commodities, and you're especially oil and energy. Is there's tons of historical data and books that have been written on supply shocks, especially in the oil markets, because of our heavy reliance upon Middle East oil. But the question you have when the supply shock happens, and you see crude oil yesterday go up to its highest level since mid-2022, then at that same time, wheat was trading $12 to $13 a bushel, not six and a half. When you go up that fast and that hard, you start to wonder to yourself, how hard am I rationing demand against this perceived loss of supply? And more importantly, am I creating an environment